بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. My most respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember me and I will remember you. Dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. When you say La ilaha illallah, we are making nafi, we are negating everything besides Allah. Illallah, only Allah. In other words, now we're making isbat. We are filling our hearts with the oneness of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, the marifat of Allah, the love of Allah. Imagine we are remembering Allah, and Allah is remembering us. What a great honor. Our tongue should be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will take the name of Allah ta'ala in a most beautiful way. Ponder, contemplate over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most powerful. He is most supreme. Everything is in His control. The entire world, the sun, the moon, the stars, the oceans, the trees, the animals, the insects, the angels, the jinn, human beings, animals, birds, the reptiles, the creatures, every particle, every atom only moves and only performs with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Maliki Yawmiddin. He is the master of the day of Qiyamah. He is Khaliqus Samawati wal Ardh. He is the one who created the skies and the earth. What is between the skies and earth is His. What is beyond the skies is His. What is beneath the earth is His. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this tawfiq of sitting here and to take His Mubarak name. So to the best of ability, whatever we are able to concentrate, just ponder and reflect and remove from our heart all the malice we have, the filth, the anger, the jealousy, the pride, love for evil, for haram. And you say, illallah, feel the noor of Allah coming into our heart. And our heart is becoming polished and cleansed. Besides the Rushan.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Allah Ta'ala make us His Tumadakirin and Shakirin. Allah enable us to be mindful of Him every moment of our life. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'firuhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah. Wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, inshallah it won't be a long bayan, a very short talk. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we recited salawat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a short dhikr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. There is no doubt that tonight is an extremely auspicious night. We heard after Isha, Alan was made, that tonight is a very auspicious night. Laylatul Bara'ah.
the night of emancipation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives millions and millions of people tonight. وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah ta'ala has so many people that Allah frees from the fire of Jahannam, in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, equivalent to the hair on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe. The Banu Kalb tribe was a very huge tribe amongst the Arabs. They were noted for having many goats and livestock. Imagine the number of goats that they had. On each goat, the thousands and thousands of hair that is found on the body of each goat. Can you imagine collectively how much of hair there must be on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe? More than that, Allah forgives tonight His makhluk who turn to Him in repentance. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah also. So look at the kindness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala creates for us avenues, chances, opportunities to forgive us, to shower us with His mercy. And those of us sitting here, who wishes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him tonight? Raise your hands. Every one of us wants Allah to forgive us. Which one of you wants Allah to shower His special mercy upon you? Every one of us. Which one of us you want, wants rozi from Allah, rizq from Allah, in abundance? That one we put in two hands up. There's so many ahadith related to the 15th night of Sha'ban. Various strength, degrees of strength of different ahadith have. The gist of all those narrations, as I mentioned, Allah forgives so many people. Then Allah makes an i'lan, Allah calls it, Allah, hal min mustaghfirin fa'aghfiru lah. Is there any person seeking forgiveness? I am prepared to forgive him. Is there anyone seeking mercy? I will shower my mercy upon him. Is there anyone who wants rozi? Any person seeking sustenance? I will give him rozi. After the Laylatul Qadr, which is in the last odd nights of Ramadan, that is the greatest night in the entire year. After that night, the most auspicious night is the night of Shab-e Barat, as we say, 15th night of Sha'ban. There's a slight difference here. Laylatul Qadr, we have to search for it. In the last 10 nights, in the odd nights, we do not know it's 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, we've got to search for it. But 15th night of Sha'ban, there's no question of searching for it. We are told from beforehand, it is 15th of Sha'ban. Unlike all the other nights, when Allah Ta'ala's special mercy comes out, comes down the latter part of the night, here from Maghrib time, already Allah's mercy is already descending. Allah wants to give us. Allah is prepared to give us and to forgive us. It is left for us to raise our hands, stretch out our hands with sincerity, beg and cry and cry and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a few du'as that have been mentioned. We'll just read one du'a together, that at least inshallah we will gain the barakah of this du'a and hopefully Allah will forgive us. Allahumma inni a'udhu a'udhu min iqabik. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik wa a'udhu biridaka min sakhatik wa a'udhu bika minka la uhsi thana'an 'alayk anta kama athnayta 'ala nafsik. What does it mean? Oh Allah, I seek your af, your forgiveness from your punishment. Allah, I'm seeking your pardon from your punishment. وَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَتِكَ. Allah, I'm seeking your pleasure from your displeasure. Allah, don't become angry with me. In other words, I'm making i'tiraf, I'm confessing my weakness. Allah, I'm acknowledging my faults, my shortcomings, my failings, my vice, my evil. I'm seeking your pleasure from your displeasure. And that's so beautiful. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ. Well, I'm seeking protection in you, from you. I always give the example, little child is troubling the mother all the time. The mother is warning the child, especially in front of mehman and guests. The mother is trying to show eyes. The child is not listening. And after the guests are gone, the mother takes out the champal and she begins to bash the child. And the child begins to cry. What is the child crying? Ma, ma. The mother is waiting to catch the child and hit the child. The child is running around the mother and holding the mother. And still seeking help from the mother and protection from the mother. Oh Allah, we are seeking your protection from you, in you. La uhsi thanaan alayk. Oh Allah, I can never enumerate all praises. I can start praising you. And we can take all the pens in the world. And all the trees and we make them into pens. And all the oceans turn them into ink. And we can start praising Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And we praise Allah, and we praise Allah, and we praise Allah. We will never able to enumerate all the praises of Allah. And therefore Rasulullah says it so beautifully. Anta, O Allah, you are kama athnayta ala nafsik. You are exactly how you have praised yourself. So if you don't know the Arabic, mashallah, I see these du'as have gone viral from the past 2 days. Most of you will have it on your cell phone, otherwise in some kitab. Oh, if you forget the Arabic, no problem. Say it in English. Well, I will sing, Allah, I am seeking protection in you from your punishment. Allah, I don't want to be me. I don't want you to become naraz and displeased with me. Allah, become pleased with me. Allah, do not punish me. Allah, I am praising you. You are exactly how you have praised yourself. So respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wazit Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi alayhi on the 15th night of Shaban, he will give a very simple example which most of you have heard previously to explain to us, and we would have already sensed from Asr time today a different type of atmosphere. It already gave us the fragrance of Ramadan, and from now till Ramadan you will see that each day we're becoming closer and closer. As we go closer and closer to Ramadan, there is some type of nuraniyat, spirituality that all of us begin to feel. This is from the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana should explain, rahmatullahi, that the person has, wants to paint his wall. The wall, the paint is now, it's gone old, and it's flaking. So now you want to put a new coat of paint. What are you going to do first? You're going to sand the wall down. And remove all the old paint before you apply the new paint. The new paint is the month of Ramadan coming. We will paint our hearts with what? The nur of Allah, the marifat of Allah, taraweeh salah, tilawat of the Quran. We'll be keeping roza and so much of ibadat. Allah make it easy for us, and Allah give us tawfiq, and Allah grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. 15th night of Shaban, we are going to scrub and brush off all the filth that has accumulated in our hearts. It has corroded our hearts. It has made our hearts so dirty and filthy. And we have to wash our hearts. And that is why we made dhikrullah. It is the polish of the heart. It's going to purify our hearts. It makes us feel lighter. Like a mountain of sin has come off our shoulders. During these big days and big nights, a person feels humbled. Especially when a person is keeping roza, when he is fasting, then automatically he feels some type of spirituality in his heart. This is from the favor of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these chances for us. And Allah wants to forgive us. If Allah wished, he could have made 15 Shaban just once in our lifetime. If you get it, you get it. You miss it, you miss it. But every year Allah is giving us a chance. However, from the books of Ahadith, there are few people who are not forgiven. Now we make dua to Allah ta'ala. Oh Allah, do not make us among those people. If we have those habits, then right now make sincere tawbah istighfar. One is the person who is a mushrik, one who associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, all of us have iman here. May Allah keep us with iman. May Allah make us die with iman. May Allah raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. I was reading a kitab this morning where it is mentioned when a person has khawf, fear of his iman, the sign of this, the man is worried that his iman does not go away, he will keep far away from sins. When a man is worried that iman must not go away, he mustn't die as a disbeliever, mustn't die without iman, that in his life he'll have this worry and concern, and he will move away, he'll distance himself away from all type of sins. Now this is the lesson that we're going to be hearing now, right till Eid and after Eid. In fact, every day of our lives. Nikah takes place, 3 ayats of taqwa. Hajj, taqwa. Business dealings, transactions, taqwa. In every aspect of our life, we are governed by taqwa, 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 which simply means not performing miracles and just putting our outward right. It's also to do with our batin, our internal self, right? We have to do all those things that Allah has commanded us to do and stay away from all those things that Allah has prohibited. My respected brothers and elders, we're not going to go in much detail, but unfortunately, most of us have fallen prey to a very serious illness and disease today. And that is, we are so easily able to see the faults of the entire ummah and society and people around us, but our own faults. We are actually blind to our own weaknesses and faults. And we see the fault of the next Muslim brother and sister very easily. And then not only we are able to see his fault, Allah forgive us, this is something very serious. I'm sure other ulama are speaking about it. And for the past few months I have explained this for myself and for all of you. That we are just targeting, we are looking, waiting for opportunities to see our Muslim brother or sister slip, blunder, commit a sin, so that we may make it viral by means of our social media. And we get some type of enjoyment and happiness about it. This is not the shan of a believer. This is not the shan of a true ummati of Rasulullah s.a.w. Ponder and reflect today about our own selves. Look at our own self, not the weaknesses of everybody else. Think, what am I doing? Have I not made ghiba today? Have I not carried tales today? Have I not slandered any person? Have I not been so happy, that person there, he's becoming, he's failing in his business, or he's involved in this type of sin. And that gives me enjoyment because I want to see my own Muslim blood brother and sister. I want to see him down in society. This is not the shan of an ummati of Rasulullah. No matter who we may be, no matter how pious we may be, no matter what degrees we may have, for Allah's sake, we are the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think, it is Qiyamah taking place. I am standing before my Allah all alone. Now in every single deed, every thought that we had, everything is now in front of us. How are we going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What excuses are we going to make then? Are we people whom Rasul said, man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. That person who conceals the weakness, the fault of his Muslim brother, Allah will conceal his fault in the day of qiyamah. What are we engaged in the entire day? Allah forgive us. Again, now we'll go home. Allah give us tawfiq of making some ibadah. That is why we took advantage and we made a little bit of ibadah. With having hope Allah will forgive us, we read the dua, we're having the small talk, we'll make dua. With hope that Allah will forgive us tonight. But if you're going to go back home and now sit on the cell phone and again, busy gossiping, carrying tales, and broadcasting, and talking about the evils of society but ourselves, my respected brothers and elders, then we have lost the plot. Then we have lost the plot. We are seeking Allah's mercy. We want the ummah to be raised again. We want this ummah to be an ummah that is going to be a model example for others to follow. Allah forgive us. Allah protect us. So the month of Ramadan is now at our doorstep. Again, I said tonight, few people are not forgiven. Amongst them is a mushrik. The second one, a person who harbors malice in his heart. Shahna, baghdha, hiqt, these are the words that appear in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine everybody else is forgiven. Allah says, no, you have got malice in your heart for your Muslim brother, you are not forgiven. What a great opportunity we are missing. Cleanse and purify our hearts at this very moment. If we have malice in our hearts for any person, just close your eyes and just ponder, Ya Allah, I forgive that person. Ya Allah, I have no malice in my heart. One of the du'as of tonight, Allahumma rzuqni qalban naqiyya min al-dhunub, taqiyyan, la jafiyan wa la shaqiyyan. Allah, give me a sound, a clean, pure heart, free from sins. Not a heart which is harsh. Not a heart which is harsh and cruel. Compassionate heart. The heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How humble he made himself. How he forgave people. How he tolerated. The sabr he made. The generosity he displayed. That akhlaq that he had. How he suppressed his anger. How he made sure every person was given his due. How he saw to the poor, the orphan, the weak, the needy, his family, his wives, his children, his grandchildren, his neighbors, the people in his locality, the people of his masjid, the people who he did business with, the people with who he dealt with. A slave will come and hold his hand and take him into some gully and explain her concern and her cry, and he would fulfill whatever she required. She needed some money, he'll give her some money. He would listen to her. He would see to the orphans. He'll see to the poor, the needy. That soft heart that he had. That heart that he desired that his ummah may also have by following his beautiful example. These are the days, these are the occasions when all of us, we need to make the firm resolution within ourselves. A promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go down in sujood, cry tonight. Cry tonight. Allah waits for us to make that sajda. That's the most closest a person gets to Allah Rabbul Izzat when he is in sujood. A person says so beautifully that a person is making sajda in sujood. The beauty of sujood is such that you are whispering in the ground, but it is heard in the heavens. You are crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And silently you are talking to Allah. You are begging from Allah. And Allah is listening to you. And Allah is enjoying your cry. Allah is enjoying your plea. Unlike this world, the person begs from some person, after that he becomes so frustrated and tired of you and he chases you away. In the case of Allah, Allah wishes you must continue, and Allah enjoys every moment of it. And Allah gives us. Allah gives us. So respected brothers and sisters, those who harbor malice in their heart, they are not forgiven tonight. Many people, alhamdulillah, they have asked for forgiveness. We are also asking everybody for forgiveness. May Allah forgive us. Sometimes we say something, do something unwittingly, and we don't realize we have caused pain to the next person. The person doesn't say anything, but he's upset, he's disappointed, he's displeased. And because of that, we must not become mahroom and deprived tonight of that vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that person who suffers family relationship, family ties, how many brothers and sisters, blood brothers are not on talking terms, parents and children, husband and wife, family, close family members, years have gone just because of a few pennies, dunya. We have broken all ties. We have commanded our children and grandchildren, don't talk to those people. Is this what we have been created for? Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh mentions a very beautiful incident. And this is mentioned in Fathul Bari of Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayh. To explain this dunya, our attachment to the dunya, how we forget our real object in the hereafter, how we forget that way we are traveling to, way, what's our destination, how we become embroiled in all the activities of this mundane world, that we forget our goal. So he gives an example, and just listen to the example, inshallah. There's a ship, and all of us are on board the ship. And we are traveling, and after some time, the ship comes to an island. So he stops at his island, he's going to stop there for perhaps a day or two. The captain of the ship, he makes his announcement very clearly. Certain time, we are going to now return on our journey. So before this time, every person must be back. Any person who comes after this deadline and this due time, then he will be left behind. He makes his announcement several times. So everybody understands that we've got 24 hours to spend on this island. And after 24 hours, we are going to continue this journey and then we're reaching our destination. So everybody disembark and everybody goes down to the town, touring the town. People are taking pictures, some people in the malls, in the bazaars, buying different type of items, admiring the different scenes. Everybody is busy fulfilling their needs, whatever they have. And so absorbed. And the time is ticking until now. It is almost time for now. Departure. And the captain is making the announcement from there. And the siren is being heard. They are those who hearken to this call. They realize now we have to leave. And we've got to reach our destination. Let us hurry so we can get a good seat again on the ship. So they rush quickly. And they go and they find nice, beautiful, suitable, appropriate seats on the ship. So they will be able to enjoy this remaining of the journey. And there's another group that is busy bargaining. And they're making this deal in the bazaar. They've heard the call and they're saying to themselves, okay, just now we will rush and we'll make it. But they are so absorbed and engrossed and consumed. And somebody just taking his last few pictures for selfie, whatever it may be, Allah forgive us. And they're so consumed, but then they just grab whatever they have and they rush and they make it just in time. But obviously the good seats are already taken by those who came first. So they just find seats all scattered here and there. They are broken. They're not with their families. They're mumbling and grumbling. And whatever seats they have, they find, they just make it. But there's a third group. That they went very far into the island. And they were so busy and preoccupied in admiring all the different scenes of that entire village. And buying the different things that they saw and purchasing this and bargaining. And relaxing and eating and enjoying. That the sound of the siren, they didn't hear, they didn't bother. They were heedless of it. And after a while, when they realized that we had to go on this journey, and they're pulling whatever they bought, the jewelry and all the gifts, and when they come to the place where the ship had docked, they find the ship has already departed, leaving them alone. Now they are waiting whatever the food they had, they eat that food, until the food is finished. Now they are starving out of hunger. Then there are thugs who come, thieves, and they loot and take away all their possessions. Suddenly they are surrounded by wild animals. What happens after that? They meet their fate. They are destroyed. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi is bringing us, by giving this example, illustrating to us that we should not be like the second and third group. Be like the first group. That hearkens, understands that we just came onto this island for a little while. Yes, we have needs, necessities, we got to live. So we will buy and sell and we will earn halal and we'll see to our family and see to our children. But we are not going to remain ever, forever and ever here. Sound is, the alarm is sounded. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ الْحَاقَةُ مَا الْحَاقَةَ الْقَارِعَةُ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us repeatedly. Qiyamah, Qiyamah, Qiyamah. La uqsimu bi yawm al-qiyamah. Allah is reminding us, but there your real journey is still going on. You're not going to remain forever and ever in this world. Don't let shaitan and nafs distract you. It will only lead to your perdition, to your destruction. Your goal is the akhirah. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ Have we not given you sufficient amount of time in this world for you to ponder and reflect what is your mission, your purpose and goal in this life and how you should be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? to inculcate the taqwa, the bond, attachment with Allah and not to this world. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ Allah said, and even a warner came to you, a Rasul came to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he brought the Quran to you, he gave his message to you, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ Well, Mufassir, he said, also the white hair on your beard, the white hair on your head, that is a nadir, a warner. Qabar, you are moving towards maut, moving towards akhirah. Ulama explain, what is that lifespan that Allah talks about in this verse? Giving you sufficient amount of time and age. Some of the ulama have written, al-bulugh. The moment you become baligh, that was sufficient amount of time for you now to ponder and reflect that I have gotten Allah to turn to. Some say when the person is 18 years old. Some say when he is 40 years old. The people of Medina, the moment they turn 40, tafarraghu lil-ibadah. Then they spend the entire remaining part of their lives in ibadah. They became farigh for the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most of the ulama say 60 years because of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A'maru ummati bayna 60 wa 70. Or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The average lifespan of the people of my ummah, is between 60 to 70 years. One hadith says, you go beyond 70, now, of course, that is now extra so-called bonus, as we say. How many of us have reached that age, or almost that age? Are we ready to face of Allah, meet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At the same time, the youngster should not feel, I will get a long time in life. Nobody knows when maut will strike. Therefore, the poet says, تَزَوَّدْ مِنَ التَّقْوَى فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلِ هَلْ يَعِيشُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ تَزَوَّدْ مِنَ التَّقْوَى Inculcate in yourself the provisions of taqwa. We need to discipline our lives. We've got too much of freedom. Our eating freedom. Most of us are involved in this. Every weekend is out food. Every now and then out food. Ramadan, you will find, Allah forgive us, please, my beloved youngsters. I'm going to make this humble plea now. Don't let Ramadan be such that we're fasting the entire day and in the night we are wandering the streets and all the food outlets and our parents are thinking we are sitting for nafil i'tikaf here. And even those sitting for i'tikaf, don't make i'tikaf a party. And we're bringing food from outside and now we're spoiling our spirituality. Allah forgive me, Allah forgive all of us. It's not the time now to wander in the streets and eat all the other types of food. Now is the time. Every moment counts. Every moment is precious. Every moment is valuable. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, أَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سَمْ بِمَنْكِبِي or بِمَنْكِبَيَّ The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once held my shoulders very gently with love. And he tells me, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٌ Oh Abdullah, be in this world as though you're a stranger. You're not familiar with your surroundings. Nay, أو بمعنى بل. Nay, be like عَابِرُ سَبِيلٌ like a musafir. Comes to a town for a couple of hours and he's moving on. He doesn't take full notice of the surroundings. He's a stranger, he's a visitor. Like that we should be in this world. That is the riwayat of Bukhari. In the riwayat of Tirmidhi, وَعُدَّ نَفْسَكَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُبُورِ And count yourself as the people, the inmates of the qabr. Remind yourself that you are going to leave this world once. One day you will leave this world. You'll be from the people of qubur. How many janazas in the last 2 years we performed, we carried, we attended? How many people were present with us last Shabi Barat, they are no longer with us today. Have we not taken an ibrat, a lesson? Have we not seen what is happening in the world, what is happening in the world? There's wars upon wars upon wars. What are we waiting for? More to strike us? The jar to emerge? The sur, the trumpet to be blown? So people who harbor malice, people who sever family relationships, they are not forgiven. an alcoholic or a person who is not giving up his evil practice of drinking, may Allah forgive us, protect us, and all those who are involved in taking drugs also, make the niyyah to Allah. Make the niyyah to Allah. Allah is most kind. Allah is most merciful. And I was going to speak about the mercy of Allah, but we have spoken previously also. Allah loves us. Allah wants to forgive us. Allah creates opportunities, as I said. So even if a person who is so hooked onto his bottle or he's taking those drugs, remember, if you are sincere, if you are sincere and you made sincere tawbah, Allah will never let you down. Allah will never let you down. But you have to be sincere. You have to be genuine. You have to take the courage and the pluck and say, Ya Allah, I am not going to do it. This is, these are the times. Not today, mashallah, we will cry tonight and tomorrow back to old habits. No. That is not genuine tawbah. However, a person slipped again, then again, resort to tawbah. Cry, beg to Allah. Allah is too merciful. Allah is too merciful. One simple example which I've given previously, and then we'll make dua and we'll terminate. When a Bedouin comes and Rasulullah was performing salah, and he joined the salah, and after salam, from the back he shouts, Allahumma arhamni wa muhammada, wa la tushrik fi rahmatina ahada. Oh Allah, have mercy upon me and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only the two of us. Don't join anybody else in this mercy. It must be exclusive for just me and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Sam said, what did you say? Repeat what you said. You have actually constricted the vast mercies of Allah. Allah's mercies have 100 portions, 100 parts. And just 1% of that mercy Allah has sent down into this world. 99% Allah holds back for the day of Qiyamah, when you will see Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. This 1% Allah has sent into this world is the mercy the mother has for her child. Animals have for their children. So we can never constrict the mercies of Allah. So don't lose hope. Whatever our condition may be, whatever guna we have committed, turn to Allah, turn to Allah. But we need to sit down, be genuine. As I said, we need to discipline our lives. When there's too much of freedom in our movements, in our habits, in our styles, then what is going to happen? Believe me, our hearts are becoming heavier, more corroded with filth. Our eyes are becoming blind to the truth. Our ears will become blind to the truth. Our bodies will be far away from the truth. We will not be pulled and attracted by the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran, we won't even be able to recite the Quran. We won't have that love for reciting the Quran. When we're sitting in some program, we just feel bored, ma'adallah. Deen, kalam of Allah won't have any impact on us. Why? Because our hearts have become very, very heavy. They've become covered. Kalla barrana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksubun. Allah forbid me, Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Allah soften our hearts. Touch the head of a yatim child and Allah will soften your heart. Read the Quran and Allah will soften your heart. Cry in sujood and Allah will soften your heart. Make tawbah istighfar, Allah will soften your heart. These are the days where we should be softening our heart. Otherwise, we will find faults in the Quran, in the sunnah of Rasulullah. We will see haq to be batil and batil to be haq. We'll be picking on ulama. We'll be searching for their fault. Allah forgive us. Really, all of us. All of us, with all due respect to mashayikh, elders, ulama. We all need to become more disciplined and seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us somehow, we become very, very laxed. But for you and I, don't wait to look at faults of the next person and the ulama and now we can laugh and make some mockery. In essence, what we are looking for? Faults in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are dangerous things. So respected brothers and elders, we have some time. Tonight when we go back home, make your wudu. Even you're having something to eat, no problem, you're resting. But some time when you are alone now on your musalla and talk to Allah. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, how beautifully he made dua. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. A very gentle, soft way he called Allah. He wanted a child. He was old in age. His wife was old. There was no question as far as the world is concerned. and the system that operates in this world. The woman, when she is barren, she's sterile, she cannot give birth. So his wife had reached a very old age. There was no question of her getting a child. But he still wanted a child. Why? He was worried about preserving the deen in his progeny. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً. But before that, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. He complains, Allah, my bones have become very, very weak. I've become very old and feeble. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. My hair has turned white. So he presents to Allah his weakness. This is what we need to do when we make dua. Ya Allah, I'm absolutely kamzor, me za'ifu, me kamzoru. I'm weak, I'm feeble. Amongst the duas that have been reported in the books, one dua for tonight, where Rasulullah said, Sajada laka khayali wa sawadi. Allah, my thoughts, my mind, my body is making sajda before you. Ya Azeem, O Allah, most great. Yurja li kulli Azeem. For every big thing, Ya Allah, only you can be hope. Only your help. Ya Allah, we are turning to you. So express our feebleness, our weakness. And then we make our dua to Allah. And Allah will answer us. But brothers, we wait for instant results. We want it to happen immediately. And Allah knows best when to give. When to give us. How much to give us. How to give us. That's all in the knowledge of Allah. We think that if I get it now, I'll be successful. I'll be victorious. I'll be triumphant. Allah says, no. If I give you the car now, 2 days time, there's going to be a burglary. Your car will be stolen. We don't know of it. We don't know of it. Allah knows if He won't give you the car now, He'll give you after 2 months. So what we feel, yeah, I'm making dua, nothing is happening. No, everything is happening. Everything is happening. Either Allah is removing a big disaster from you, and Allah is answering your dua, He'll give you something better. Allah is piling that for you as in the form of reward, the dua that you're making, as a provision for you in the year after. When you see so much of dua stocked for you there, as sawab, then you really be happy. And then you will say, oh, I wish I made more dua. And then the person whose garment is below his ankles. This is something that our mashayikh and ulama have been drilling into us. And what do we say? This maulana has got nothing else but talk about beard and kurta, pants. It's not what the maulana is saying, my respected brothers. For Allah's sake. I mean, how is that alim going to benefit? What he's going to get? Some more money by talking about this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody takes any money for anything. May Allah grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. These are mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma asfala min al ka'abaini min al izari fin nar. Riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. That portion of the ankle, which the trouser, the upper garment covers, then that portion will be in the fire of Jahannam. It's not some malfooz, some anecdote of some alim or some scholar. And this does not only apply to salah time. It is your entire day. Allah does not want us to have pride. And it's mentioned very clearly in the hadith of Rasul. فَإِنَّهَا مِنَ الْمَخِيلَ. It is done out of pride. Otherwise, why are you not lifting your pants up? Nobody is saying lift your pants too high. It's above your ankles. This is sunnah. You should be proud. It's sunnah of my Rasulullah. Some people can laugh. They can say what they want. It's a corporate world. Eh? What we have to behave. We have to be according to them. No. We must show the shan of a believer, my sunnah. It has beautiful, attractive qualities in it. People look at those beautiful sunnah in our lives. External, internal. They become attracted to deen. We are inside, but we cannot see. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, may Allah forgive us, and also a person who is just obedient to his parents. My respected brothers. From childhood, these we hear. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. The entire ayat. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even tell your parents أُفْ. And how many blunders we have made in our lives. Now when our parents have passed on, now we regret. I should have done this. I should have asked for ma'af. There's still a chance. Make dua on behalf of your parent who has passed away. Make istighfar on their behalf in abundance. Fulfill any promises they made to people. Fulfill those promises.
and keep in good ties with the friends of your parents. I always tell my students in madrasa, not the small friends of your mother, the small girls, no. The old aunties, yeah. So keep good ties with the parents of your deceased parents, the friends, their friends. These are some ways of still covering up. Inshallah, Allah will still write us as a dutiful son or a dutiful daughter. So even in the world when they are living, ask them for forgiveness. So many times we try to explain something, but our tone is not right. May Allah forgive us. Yeah, our parents' mercy. They cry for us. When your parents are alive, your doors of mercy are open. When your parent, one passes away, that one door of dua is closed. Both gone, both the doors are closed. Those are powerful doors of your duas being accepted. So may Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to forgive, to create this unity within us. Let us not be amongst those who will create more disunity. Rather, let us be amongst those people who look for opportunities to mending the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he mentioned, my ummah is like this, he physically showed by interlacing his fingers and showing how cemented, like one brick to another brick, and the cement and the brick, the entire wall becomes solid. Look for ways, forgive, forbear, have the tolerance, and try and find excuses to make our Muslim brother and sister such that he is also feel accommodated within us, rather than shunning him away and throwing him out of society. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Yusuf Durrus Sharif.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله هم بہت کمزور ہے يا الله يا الله we are too weak physically we are weak يا الله mentally we are weak my الله spiritually we are weak my الله oh my الله you know our condition my الله you created us my الله you are our خالق my الله Ya Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, my Allah. Because we have heard and we have read the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many riwayat, my Allah. Showing your mercies tonight, my Allah. Allah, shower us with your mercies, my Allah. Allah, shower us with your forgiveness, my Allah. Shower your rosy upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it pour upon us, my Allah. Let us become drenched in your mercies, my Allah. Let us become drenched in your pardoning and forgiveness, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we have fallen in one of those categories of people who are not forgiven tonight, my Allah, we are making sincere tawbah, istighfar. Allahumma zukna qalban naqiyan min adhunub, taqiyan, la jafiyan wala shaqiyan. Allahumma inna na'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik, wa'udhu biridaka min sakhatik, wa'udhu bika mink. لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله we have wronged ourselves we have oppressed ourselves by making gunas upon gunas our entire lives my Allah Ya Allah, we committed big sins and small sins, major sins and minor sins, my Allah. Knowingly, Ya Allah, unknowingly, my Allah. The darkness of the night in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not feel embarrassed and ashamed of committing those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were so brazen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we committed so many sins openly, my Allah. Ya Allah, you still concealed those sins, my Allah. You did not embarrass us, my Allah. Ya Allah, because you are Ghafar al-Dhunub, Sattar al-Uyub, my Allah. You are one who forgives, my Allah. You are one who conceals, my Allah. Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. It is Laylatul Jumu'ah, Laylatul Bara'ah, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this large gathering, ya Allah, of elderly ones, my Allah, young masoom children, ulama, kuffar, different types of people, my Allah, who have come with sincere, penitent hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have sat patiently, my Allah. Oh, mothers and sisters and brothers at home, my Allah. Whoever may be listening, any part of the world, my Allah. Malik Kareem, ya Azeem, ya Azeem, ya Azeem. Ya Allah, we have got no other person to turn to. We've got no other person to beg from, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. You are most great, my Allah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Ya Allah, you are Akbar, my Allah. Nobody is greater than you, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your slaves, my Allah. We are your bondsmen and bondswomen, my Allah. You are our Mola, my Allah. You are our Aqa, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our Helper, my Allah. You are our Nasir, my Allah. You are our Razik, my Allah. You are our Khaliq, ya Allah. You are our Malik, ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no ilaha but you, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bi'annaka antallah. La ilaha illa antal ahad. As-samad. الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم إنا نسألك باسمك الأعظم وأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى أن تغفر لنا أجمعين. يا الله, forgive us, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our great grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our friends, our relatives, our musallis, mutaalliqeen, all those who have congregated here tonight, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Allah, the entire ummah, wherever they may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, show your mercy upon us, my Allah. Have rahm upon us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Make us become niyak and salih, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your awliya, Allah. Ya Allah, make us your awliya. Ya Allah, make us your true friends, my Allah. Make us your ushaq, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us taqwa, my Allah. Too long now we're just hearing about taqwa. We're just reading about taqwa. Give us the sweetness of taqwa. Give us the reality of taqwa. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy your ibadat, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of our salat, tilawat of the Quran, sweetness of ruku, bowing down before you, my Allah. The sweetness of sujood, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of making dua to you, my Allah. Give us the sweetness and enjoyment of roza, my Allah. Malik Kareem, make us see Ramadan in a good condition, my Allah. Make our fasting become easy for us, my Allah. Don't make us be among those who will complain in the month of Ramadan about fasting and tilawat and taraweeh, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be blind to all complaints now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us focus only upon you, my Allah. Make this Ramadan be the best of Ramadan we ever had, my Allah. Ya Allah, from the beginning of Ramadan right till the end of Ramadan, drench us with your mercies, my Allah. Don't make us make one slip, my Allah. Protect us from all sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage to abstain from all sins, my Allah. That beloved youngster of ours, my Allah. That young boy or young girl, my Allah, who has become an addict, my Allah, who has become an alcoholic, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are feeling that nadama, that pain, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, ya Allah, with the barakat of those who are sitting here, perhaps one person who is sitting here, who is so sincere, my Allah, perhaps one little masoom cry, one ameen of some person, my Allah, help all of us to abandon all sins, my Allah, especially those who have taken drugs, my Allah, who become addicts, my Allah, make them clean and pure now, my Allah. Malik Kareem, protect us from zina, protect us from zina, protect us from zina, protect us from riba, protect us from backbiting, my Allah, from carrying tales, my Allah, from having anger, my Allah, from having malice in our hearts, my Allah, breaking of relationships, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Hum tere pyare Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummati hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love Rasulullah the most, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have made us his ummah, my Allah. Aren't we a special ummah, my Allah? Aren't we the special ummah of your special Nabi, my Allah? Malik Kareem, hum gande hai. Hum nalayik hai. Ya Allah, we beg you. We do not know how to beg from you, my Allah. We do not know what words to use, my Allah. We beseech your assistance, your help. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Ya Allah, guide us, help us, guide the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't make us become disunited, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm begging you, my Allah. Even though, my Allah, I'm the worst of people. Ya Allah, you know my weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, these no tasannu, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Just now, mark will strike, it'll be all over, my Allah. Our books of deeds, ya Allah, filled with only bad deeds, my Allah. Make us do one good deed and wipe out all the bad deeds, my Allah. Make us do one good thing in this world before we leave this, my Allah. And you must be happy and accept it, my Allah. And you grant us your pleasure, your Raza Mandi. And in the Akhirat you say, I am happy with you, I have forgiven you. Allah, in Jannati wa lana tuhillu alaykum ridwani. Fala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. I am announcing my pleasure upon you. I will never become displeased with you ever. Hey, Malik Kareem, do not deprive us of seeing you, your countenance, my Allah, in Jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. Ya Allah, give all of us Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of amal salihah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Ya Allah, raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Make us have that khawf that our iman must not be snatched from our lives. For the lives of our families and children and our progeny, may Allah protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Only you know when he's going to appear, my Allah. Only you know, my Allah. Allah protect our children, our grandchildren, my Allah. Help us to recite Surah Kahf on Fridays, my Allah. Because your Rasulullah has mentioned, Usima min ad-Dajjal. That person who recites Surah Kahf, he be protected from Dajjal. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many, young and old. Ya Allah, sisters, brothers, my Allah. So many have got cancer, my Allah. They are in pain in the darkness of the night, my Allah. Ya Allah, they say from their lips, ya Allah, don't give any person this bimari. Ya Allah, they have become weak, they are in pain. Ya Allah, grant them afiyat, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Whatever sicknesses, ya Allah, we have, ya Allah, somebody's leg is amputated, somebody's got gangrene, my Allah, somebody's got some heart problem, my Allah, somebody's got some mental problem, my Allah. Allah, give all of us calm, il shifa, zahiri, batini, bimaris that we have, ya Allah, give us complete shifa. Allah, all the marhumin, my Allah, especially our mashayikh, ulama, our family members, our friends, our beloved parents, either one of them, or if both of them, ya Allah, have passed on, my Allah. Allah, grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Protect them from azab of qabr, my Allah. If they're getting any type of azab, remove their azab, my Allah. Remove their azab, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitab that one parent was getting azab, my Allah. And then somebody sees in the dream that no more is getting azab. When he was asked, he said, my masoom child today joined the maktab madrasa. And he read, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most beneficent. Ya Allah, then you said, how can I have wrath and punish his parent? And the masoom child took my name and my sifat of mercy. Ya Allah, we asked you by that Rahman, you are Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon us, guide us, help us. Ya Allah, forgive all our marhumin, Ya Allah. All those who have passed on, my Allah. And give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Give us mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We are begging you, my Allah. We are begging you. This is the only hope that we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us mawt in Madina Sharif, Ya Allah, in the condition that you are pleased with us. Give us mawt with iman, make us pass through in Madina. Grant us burial Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, just a small portion of Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, only through your father and karam, Ya Allah. Every time we went there, we looked at the sand of Baqi, my Allah. Even though we are so filthy, my Allah, sahaba buried there, your friends, awliya buried there. Hum to gande hai, we don't deserve to be buried there, my Allah. But my Allah, at least we buried there, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, we can raise among the sahaba. In the company of beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam intercede on our behalf, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the day of Qiyamah. The Holy Quran, the Mubarak, ya Allah, we await to see the beloved and most beautiful face of our Rasulullah. Ya Allah, let us go running to him, my Allah. Make him be smiling at us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him give us a Hudi Kuthur, whatever Hudi Mubarak has, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from all big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allah, give us halal in tayyib rozi, my Allah. Allah, give us halal in tayyib rozi. Allah, whatever hajat, oh brothers and sisters have tonight, fulfill each person's hajat, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-bariyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-hum, mujib da'wati al-muttarrin idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Allah, all good works of deen, ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. The work of da'wat and tabligh, accept it, my Allah. The efforts of mashayikh and khankas, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, ulama, madaris, makatib, hifzkas, darul ulum, my Allah. Different organizations, my Allah. Whatever any person is doing, my Allah. There's so many people doing, ya Allah, individually, good works, my Allah. Allah, nobody knows of it, my Allah. Allah, especially those who are helping the weak, the needy and poor in the different war-torn countries of the world, my Allah. Especially in Syria, my Allah. Palestine, my Allah. Afghanistan, my Allah. In African countries, my Allah. And different other parts of the world, my Allah. In Burma, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are suffering for years, my Allah. Those masoom children, my Allah. Those yateem children, my Allah. They stand in a line just to get one sweet, and they have a smile on their face, my Allah. When we have got so much of luxury, ya Allah, and we never ever thank you, my Allah. Don't make us ungrateful servants, my Allah. Make us from the zakirin, shakirin. Allah, make our children become the khulnas of our eyes. Make them excellent ulama, kufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, open your doors of haramain sharifain for us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors for hajj and umrah for us. So many are given the names, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they were accredited also for hajj, my Allah. My Allah, you did not accept it. You did not make it possible. Allah, make it be possible this year, my Allah. Allah, especially those who have never been for Hajj, and Hajj is farad upon them. Create the sabil and means for them to make the Hajj. Allah, open your doors for Umrah for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to stand before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And stand is as-salatu as-salamu alayka, ya Rasulullah. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki du'a, qabool, farma. Give us halal in tayyib, rose, give us plentiful. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.